down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Topper Sports Podcast with your host, Joe Kay, and of course, the president, owner, CEO, and overall lord of the TSL, Topper. And sitting over there in the co-host chair, we got the mouth that goes a mile a minute, Trish! And of course, we got a couple of guests that you can't wait to hear from in a minute, so let's get to the show.
Somebody on the team?
Yeah.
That's oh, that's cool.
Wait, I still don't know people on my Breakfast Club team.
Jack, and then we know. Someone's like, Jake, you're... Oh, Dylan was like, Jake, you're going to run a stop.
But I heard you had a very big...
Oh, I know Jack's boy.
Wow. We had a good first half. Right. I did.
Yeah?
I set the tone for, well, the rest of the first half.
Are you talking about your
what
Breakfast
Club
game again?
His 3 minutes of fame or whatever it was.
We're going to do half this podcast to his Breakfast Club game. Don't worry.
Topper, I heard you pricked off Travis, though.
I did. Well, that was 2 weeks ago.
It's
worth bringing up again.
We should lead with that.
This week I picked off Newman.
It's true.
So.
That's amazing. No, he picked off Travis in like the real games. Not
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's all about it. The field's erupted. It was
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Everybody going like this.
Damn it. Where's my straw?
That's a good enough spot. That's a good enough spot. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to week 6, 7, I don't even know what it is, edition of the TSL podcast. As always, I am your host, Joe K, coming to you live from Topper's Tavern and Poolside Cabana in front of a live studio audience. Who apparently can't be named, but will definitely be named at some point. Anyway, so this was a challenging form of podcast because we had maybe, I don't know what, 3 or 4 people, including Trish, who's not even here today, as you'll notice since you haven't heard her yet, bail. But thank you to everybody who showed up. So we brought in the veterans who have been here many times before, so we don't have to go through the usual bullshit. Football happened. Apparently, cutting the grass didn't happen, and a whole bunch of other stuff didn't happen. I don't know. I wasn't there. So, Topper, why don't you tell me how Saturday went?
Gary's kid got lost.
What?
Gary's kid got lost in the grass.
It
was so tall.
The grass?
He was running through. It was over the kid's knees, and I was like, oh, my God, someone go get him. He's going to get lost.
It was bad. Like, the grass was really bad.
It was really horrible in the morning, yeah.
Don't you pay people to cut it?
Yeah, we do.
Well, he came when the game
was
on.
He came.
We
got his money.
Yep.
And then
so,
started mowing.
This is 2 weeks in a row and that they weren't mowed, and no. This week I had enough.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me
so,
all about it.
No, so I could talk to the owner. I got there early, and I was just so upset. I'm like,
you're fired.
I was, yeah. I'm like, you couldn't even see the end zones, like field 5 and field 4. And then, I didn't think it was possible to get even more upset, but then trying to talk to the guy that did show up to mow the lawn, what an idiot.
Yeah, I heard you told him to mow, like, the end zones and stuff, and he was, like, mowing where none of the fields were.
I'm like, follow me. I'll move the cones out of your way. Just do these lines. He starts fucking mowing over by, like, where we don't have any fields. And by my car.
The best part was field 4, there was nobody on it at all.
Yeah.
And you told him to go mow that, and he was just like, yeah, no.
So, anyways, at that point I just gave up, and so did he apparently, because he left after like a half an hour mowing.
So basically, the fields will be mowed this week.
I'm pretty sure they will. I mean, honestly,
Tom's going to do it himself.
That's Travis's punishment.
I
like how Travis, you agreed to his punishment, but everybody's talking about how he needs a better punishment. They're still discussing what he should be going
through. He'll give us more opportunities to suspend him, don't worry.
So what would scissors.
Scissors, yeah.
Scissors out there.
Yeah,
a little clippers.
God, that's super funny. So then, yeah, thanks, Topper, for all of your astute, I hate everybody who cuts grass analysis. Moving on, Jeff Krill, hello, buddy.
Hey, Joe, I missed you at football this week.
Nobody missed me, nobody noticed, but thank you for pretending to care. I respect that. How was your Saturday?
It was a really good day, really good day.
Yeah, I guess we'll get into it in a little bit, because it looked like it was kind of nice.
Yeah.
Emily, hello.
Hello.
My usual, oh shit, we need somebody, and you're just always available.
Yep.
I appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being here. Anything else you want to add? How was your Saturday?
Football was great. The sun got me, though.
Did it? Was it bad? I have no fucking.
It was like one of those. It was sneaky because it was windy, so you didn't feel like you're getting a sunburn. And all of a sudden, oh my God, there's your sunburn.
All of a sudden, poof.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those are the worst days.
Yep.
And then we brought in George. Hi, George. You had a, I know you had a big Saturday.
A very big Saturday.
You're already gloating about it, so that's pretty cool. We'll definitely get into that. And then, this is your first time on the podcast this season, right? We haven't had you before yet?
Facts.
Okay, cool. So Deke is here because he's not in some fucking Caribbean country.
That's in 2 weeks.
My mistake. Oh, yeah. Cool. I think it's so playoffs?
No, we're right before what? Playoffs.
Oh, yeah, the U.S. owns that.
What? Cool.
Courtney, we own that?
Courtney!
Who
is Courtney?
Who said that?
Don't
that's just the wind coming in.
Don't acknowledge my presence, but here, let me drop knowledge. Great job, everybody. So let's just get right into it, because, again, games were played, fun was had, and I'd love to hear all about it. So, Emily, why don't you read me those 9 o'clock scores?
9 o'clock games. Genitalia versus Dominatrix, 45-24. Steph Infection versus Little Deeks, 26-45. Trish's Tiny Disasters versus the Escorts, 12-51.
All right, Deke, you played in one game that I heard about, so it was your breakfast club game. Why don't you tell me how it went, man?
Well, I returned from my 2 week absence, and we blew them out.
So 2 week suspension. 2 week suspension.
You can't suspend people you don't even know exist.
I'm barely in the league
for a decade. He's the best. I think Trish said that Deke was coming on the podcast, and I was like, oh, well, Topper doesn't even know who that is. And she was amazed. She's like, he played for him. Like, you're just not in on. She just wasn't in on the joke. I'm like, no. Topper literally had no idea that Deke played for it.
Set the dogs after me as soon as I walked in the house. Which I get it.
That's fantastic. Tell me a little bit more about the game besides I returned and I'm fantastic.
Travis played well. It was a good game. I guess we lost by 11 last week, so he was mad.
Wasn't the best.
Really fired up. But yeah, we took a pretty big lead.
Wasn't there to pick him off again?
No.
No, exactly. Yeah, and that wasn't in Breakfast Club, to be clear.
Right.
I would like to point out that half of my team looked over at one point and was like, wait, why is Travis playing? Is he suspended?
I love it. He was never officially suspended. We were going to make him pick a game to be suspended for, and then he had a counter proposal that Topper accepted. And
championship game.
We moved on from it. Yeah. Ooh. Well, again, there's still time.
Yeah.
So nothing of note happened. Obviously, you're very helpful here.
It was just a very simple, boring game.
Just a boring game. Yeah. All right, cool. Speaking of other boring games, the Escorts won by a billion. How'd it go, George?
I mean, we got the best roster in Breakfast Club.
Well, that's just not
I know that it wasn't said earlier, but
it wasn't because it was like maybe cracking the top three, maybe.
Maybe
it's definitely number one.
Okay, sure. Number one team.
Hey, who won our game when we played?
Listen, our quarterback wasn't here, and I played terrible.
Yeah, there you go.
really bad. Bit way.
We'll see you in the championships if you get there.
So nothing note happening there.
Hogan wasn't there, so it made a big impact.
It should have helped, honestly. He wasn't playing very well.
It was okay.
Fine, fair enough. All right, I don't care about these games. The game I do care about, because I heard somebody was naming themselves Breakfast Club Player of the Week.
Well, yeah, that was just
Patrick,
the first half performance.
Why don't you tell me about it?
I think I should just pass the mic over to Jeff Kroll, who witnessed everything here.
Look. He was legit fantastic for like a 5 minute stretch. I told him if he gave an MVP award for like 9:20 to 9:25 in the morning, like those 5 minutes,
and I did.
No one could have been better than Topper. He caught a beautiful deep bomb that I was convinced he was going to fall off balance and face plant into the ground. Kept his composure and walked into the end zone. Amazing, amazing play. And then what? Like two plays later. Yeah. He had a pick off. It was Newman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a pick off of Newman, and it was the most
graceful.
No.
The opposite of that. The most graceless pick you've ever seen. Like, it bounced off his hands, and, like, he just comically fell to the ground while, like, bobbling it and eventually pulled it in somehow. So, great, great plays, no grace, no athleticism in either of these, but a pretty solid 5 minutes of football.
So only you can make the SportsCenter not top 10 and top 10 in the same play.
Correct, yes.
And all of your heroics led to a 21-point loss.
Yeah, well, yeah. So there was a couple.
That's not
picks.
Really the story in his Six. Mind, but
right. Yeah, I mean the results of this game were unimportant.
So it would seem, but you say that for every Breakfast Club game.
Yeah, and I think I don't know what the score was at halftime. We weren't losing by much.
So I know by the end of the game, Adrian and Andrew for Genitalia had two picks each.
Yeah.
So when you throw at least four picks, it's going to be tough to win.
And two of them were definitely
cool,
two of them were
Breakfast Club.
Yeah, but two of them were like pick sixes that turned into pick eights.
I sure will.
He threw 10 touchdowns in that game. That's all that we talked about.
Seven to Deke.
Couple of Deke, couple of Travis.
Turn them up.
Couple of my teammates.
It.
Who is ringing?
Who the fuck? Unbelievable.
That is not me.
It's probably the person in the hot tub.
Live audience.
Great job, Christine.
I'll take care of it.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Unbelievable. This is very awkward.
This is the throw this out.
I like you're just throwing your purse in the pool.
This is the first action for the hot tub, right?
During
the podcast?
During the podcast, yes.
Yeah, well, it's finally gotten nice enough. That's cool. So, kind of need Jeff for the 10 o'clock games, but Emma, why don't you read the scores for him as we move on?
10 o'clock games. Legends versus Sticky, 34-35. That'd be a good game. Can't Touch This at Today's Feast, 43-12. And Come From Behind versus Two Tutties, 42-16.
Well, Can't Touch is coming up with another big win. I think they've won like three or four in a row now. I'm not entirely sure, but...
Oh, yeah, I looked over and watched... I saw a couple minutes of that game.
They have an army?
They have an army. It's like watching Sticky kind of show up and they have 15 people on the sidelines.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Ryan definitely messaged me again to talk shit about how the Topper put them in such a bad position where they're always having 10 o'clock games and they're having the hardest schedule and now they're just
showing...
Sounds like
excuses.
Now they're just balling out. No, he's not making excuses.
Oh, okay.
He's winning, so he's saying, there you go, fuck it. So I really respect that.
That's Can't Touch This.
We played against them a couple weeks ago. They're a fun team to play against.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, it seems like they get it.
When we played against them, I feel like they were, like, learning. And now I feel like they're, like, getting it.
Like
football-wise,
like it's clicking.
Yeah.
So, excited for them to... that's a pretty big win. Today's Feast was playing well, too. So, that's good for them. And then, let's see here. Come From Behind took on Two Tutties. Our friends on Two Tutties just getting smoked in. But they have two touchdowns.
Two Tutties again.
And that's what matters.
Yep.
So they're getting there.
Consistent.
I know that they're excited because Corey actually messaged me. I think it was on Saturday. And he was like, so when is the next season so we can sign up immediately?
Yeah. They really are a fun group of people that are going to be awesome for the league. You'd like to see them get one win their first season just so they have something more to like celebrate, you know? We did ruin it by tying them. We gave them their only non-loss. We gave them their most exciting game of the year.
You're the team in pink.
Yeah,
Corey with
K.
Corey
with K.
Corey with K.
Good times.
Look at this. I love this. Fantastic. So, in more exciting news, Sticky Bandits 35, Legends 34. That's a pretty nice win for you. And I heard it didn't start off too well, but you guys made a comeback.
So the start was actually okay. In the first half, we were leading 12-7. Just a pretty normal football game. Went off the rails for us in the second half. We took a long break at halftime while that guy mowed that one sideline. So I think that threw off our momentum a little bit with that huge halftime break. So we came back into the second half, and Mike threw two pick sixes that were lateral to girls. So it just immediately went off the rails. They scored 27 points in a row against us. So we were down 22 with, 10 minutes left. I don't know. Came back and got stops on every possession, scored on every possession, and won with like 30 seconds left. It was pretty wild.
Did you have to get a conversion to win, or was it just the touchdown game?
No, so this one, the way it came down to the end, we were down by 8 points, and Legends had the ball. And Andrew Kisak picked off Joey Batts.
Okay.
Andrew is so fired up for it, as you can imagine. I mean, it was
a big
moment. Yeah, of course. So he was pretty fired up. So we got the ball at their 15-yard line. We ran Adrian to the 1 yard line, took a couple shots at a girl before Nicole Sherrick scored for us, went for one and got that. So that's what gave us our 1 point lead. And they did have time at the end to try to do something and
just didn't work out.
So,
have you beaten them yet?
No. So we played them twice. We lost to them the first time by 1 point and now we've beaten them by 1 point. So
where does this rank on like the big wins and overall Sticky history, in terms of like talented teams you played against?
So in terms of talent, obviously, look, they're stupidly talented, top to bottom, right? I mean, everybody on their team is just ridiculous. You know, when you think about the best wins of all time for your team, usually it's going to be playoff games, because that's what people tend to remember. But as regular season games go, like playing the number one team in D1, you fall behind 22 points in the second half of the game, and then you come back and win. Like, that was really, really exciting.
That's awesome. So... pretty much, it's starting to look like anybody can win D1.
Absolutely, no. I know. What you're about to say. Look, literally anyone can win. Like tight ends is like, I don't know. Are they a Katie Salisbury away from contending when she comes back from a broken wrist? I don't know if that's enough, but you know, they're a good team. They played us tight both times. They beat us once. We beat them once. So I mean, I think they're just as good as anybody else. They're just not having that. That luck or magic or whatever you want to call it in the last couple minutes of every game.
Fair enough. All right, well let's move on to 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock games: When Dove Cries versus Scared Hitless, 20-42. Sleaze and Season versus Fourth and Something, 46-47. Buffalo Vice versus Show Me MTDs, 41-15. XMD versus The Stunts, 20-50. Not So Sticky to Cobblestone, 0-24.
Okay, so I will say one thing about Fourth and Something versus Sleaze and Season. It's pretty funny when you're not at the field. For some reason, you get significantly more text messages about the happenings that are going on. And actually, so Sleaze and lost by a point here to Fourth and Something. Rachel Parker messaged me, and she ended up sending me one of the pictures that Val posted on the Facebook. And it was of a play that she threw to a guy that was supposed to be for a gender touchdown, and they called him not in bounds. The picture clearly shows him in bounds, like by a mile, that it should have been a touchdown.
Oh, yeah, she posted it on Facebook. Yeah, so she's like, what are they talking about?
She threw a touchdown that they said it didn't count, and it very, very clearly should have counted. So that sucks for them because there's no such thing as going back, but.
No VAR.
Yikes. Good job. Yeah, right. Exactly. So
we need instant replay.
Obviously.
You got to build that tower.
Yeah.
No, because the Beast Brothers is going to stumble off of it. And then we have to deal with that. So that's what happened in that game, which I thought was pretty exciting. Deke, did I hear right that you played in this Buffalo Vice Show Me Them TDs game?
Yeah, I sure did.
Okay, so why don't you tell me about it?
First and foremost, I don't think I've ever seen a team have less fun than Show Me that game.
They really?
Got down like 25 points and just stopped trying.
Really?
JK at one point caught a pass on 6th down, took one step, dropped the ball, and just walked to the
side. And no one was near her.
And no one was near her. She could have ran for another 20 yards. Just gave up.
Oh, neat.
It was not fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're just filling in, I assume, then?
Yeah, it was just, yeah. So it's my old team. Kind of feel bad, but
do you though? Because like it sounds like it's not very fun.
It's not a very fun. Wouldn't recommend.
Would not recommend. Ooh, that's kind of like a burn. Now your friends hate you. That's exciting.
You will no longer not be asked to play on that team.
They asked me to play next week. So
I don't think. Not after hearing this. Buffalo Vice with another win. I know they started off a little slow, but it's good to see them just like belonging in D3. Because I know there were questions on if maybe they should have jumped up, but. They've won a bunch lately. I don't know if they're on a winning streak or if they lost one.
No, I think they've won three in a row. Topper will tell you. He's your stack guy.
Will he, though?
I'm looking at him 10 minutes. I mean, geez. I mean, you got to cue me up a little bit better for this, but I got it. Hold on. Let's see here.
Just pause with dead air time.
Pause. They've won. Okay. And, yeah, three in a row.
All right, there we go. Thank you, Topper.
Nailed it.
Good work.
Stats brought to you by what? What?
Just go back one more.
One more? Oh, they lost.
Who'd they lose to?
That's what he's signing up for.
Wow. Looks like free ballers.
Wow, those are the
never heard of them.
Jeez.
Okay.
Shameless self-promotion.
I have to say they did not have their starting QB in that game, which would have made a difference, I believe.
Oh, okay. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's really exciting. All right, so Scared Hitless 42, Wind Dove Cries 20, Topper.
So we played Iron Man. Me.
What
playing
about you
defense?
Made of iron?
Right. Well, yes, that's what I'm trying to point out here.
Iron lung for after.
So, me, Aaron, Drew, and Todd.
Two of us are just coming off a
week bender down in Florida. So, no, I mean, we didn't play bad. The score got a little away at the end. Let's see. Drew threw a pick.
Why are you not throwing?
He wanted to do some razzle-dazzle play at the end zone to try to get a gender touchdown.
And it neither razzled nor dazzled.
Yeah,
correct. Right. Todd Nixon also threw a pick six at the end of the first half, also trying to do a little razzle-dazzle play. So
sounds like you should stay away from those.
Right.
So the two times you didn't throw, they resulted in interceptions.
Correct.
That's
because Deke wasn't playing against him.
Right, yeah.
Deke's his kryptonite, I love it. Scared Hitless had everybody they didn't play.
No, they played really good. I mean, they didn't make any mistakes. We didn't pick them off, I don't think. We were winning 6-0.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
How'd you manage that? Defensive touchdowns?
It was the first 5 minutes and they didn't come out and score yet.
Right, yeah.
But yeah.
Pretty much.
It happens. Yeah. It happens. All right, we'll get on this one. Cobblestone 24, Not So Sticky 0. Jeff. Yikes.
Yeah, yikes. I mean, tough day for our offense, you know. We struggled a little bit. What else can you say?
What's different? Because I feel like you guys were better last year, but it feels like it's the same people.
It's the same people. I mean, maybe we're older and drunker. That could be part of it.
Maybe?
No, not at that time. No, this is probably,
plus,
I mean.
Plus you didn't have Rags.
They're still hungover.
That's true. So Rags in Portugal right now. I think he's coming back next week, so we've been having Ricky quarterback.
Did you do the trick play for the first play of the game again?
I don't think that we did, and I think maybe that was our undoing. It didn't raise the morale right away, you know?
Everyone's
so,
expecting the same
play. Yeah, instead we probably threw an incompletion or something.
They looked over
I don't
and
know.
Saw Topper's razzle-dazzle go poorly. They decided to dazzle themselves.
You can only have so much dazzle on the field at once.
It's too much dazzling.
Yeah. But, I mean, Cobblestone played well. They've got a couple of guys. They've got AD, who just caught a little dump-off pass and ran it around all of us for a touchdown. And then they had this guy, Mike, and I don't know his last name, jersey number 13, and he had just a bunch of great catches. He was Cobblestone's 13. Go-to guy the whole game, so great job, number 13.
Daryl was there, then?
Daryl was there, yeah.
That's all that really matters. All right, and then Cunning Sons 50, XMD 20. Tell me about it, Em.
When I came up to the fields, I saw Andrew Russo there, mm-hmm. and I was actually a little bit nervous because I know he's a really good receiver. Well, he has been in the past, and I was like, oh, no. And I was like, hey, are you QBing or are you receiver? He's like, I'm QB. I was like, oh, okay. Right. Well, I was like, well, I hope you're not as good as a QB as you are as a receiver. And I have to say, he's a pretty good QB, but he's a way better receiver.
Backhanded compliments are great.
Yeah. No, but I also felt like, I said this before, I felt like, when we were playing them, I don't know if it was just because it was early or what it was, but I felt like their team was very, like, we felt like in our huddle, we're like, why don't they act like they want to be here playing? We felt like all of them were very, like, down to be on the field, and we were just there having fun.
Well, yeah, when you're winning by 30, you tend to have more fun than the
even in the beginning of the game, we're like, what is going on? The team felt like they didn't have, like, any energy in them at all.
It's because Amber took it out of the first play.
Amber sub for us because we're pretty much skeleton crew this week, and right. She got an interception first play of the game.
Oh, that's a bummer, yeah. too. Well, yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah.
That explains why you said that thing about the quarterbacking. But yeah. No, Jeff, that's a bummer for them. So, yeah, I mean, it's hard to beat a team that's, you know, as polished as the Stumps when you don't have your quarterback. So that kind of explains the 50-20. So
he was there at some point. Like, XMD played later in the day, and Jeff was throwing for
Jenkins,
them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so
yeah.
Andrew yeah. isn't their normal QB.
No.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So Jeff, I mean, I don't want to jump ahead, but when Jeff played later, that was the game where he was, like, wearing, like, a polo shirt,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it just seemed like he, like, stepped right out of, like, a business meeting or something. Yeah.
Oh.
You're confusing Jeff, so we'll get into that.
I was going to say, that would have been...
We'll get into that. All right, so polo shirt kind of represents that he had something to do.
Yeah.
Understandable. All right, well, let's move on to the 12 o'clock games.
12 o'clock, Dilfs versus Antorius, 41-14. Zach Attack versus Vaspian, 18-12. ILF versus Varsity Has-Beens, 36-33. Woodpeckers versus Blitzkrieg, 14-44.
Well, good job on Blitzkrieg with the 44-14 win over Woodpeckers. Mm-hmm. They have not been having the best season, but that's a really big win for them. I don't know if they finally had people coming back or whatever happened there, or if the Woodpeckers just didn't have anybody. Doesn't matter. The point is they got the win out of the way, and that's something they kind of needed. Jeff, I know you have the Lightning Falcons report, so why don't you just give it to me?
No, actually, it's funny. I didn't ask for the Lightning
That's
Falcons
like the
report.
The only thing you do.
Wait,
I just wish there was some way that we could know.
I did watch that game.
Oh, there we go. So we got Topper then. The only person in this room that knows what happened in that game.
I don't know the person's name who caught
nobody played
the
that game here.
Brett?
Brett.
He made a really nice catch for the game winning touchdown.
Yeah. Last play of the game?
Yeah. It was pretty much the last play of the game. I think. Yeah. So.
I hear it was incredible.
I hear the ghosts in the background, too.
Yeah. I think Lightning Falcons were down quite a bit in that game, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to just talk about it since you're here and it's very clear that you're here?
Good.
It's amazing. Down a lot, come back, win at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Spectacular. Kind of a bum loss for Varsity Has-Beens as they're one of our newer teams. I think they only have one win on the season.
Caitlin, is their quarterback?
Caitlin's their quarterback?
Right?
Was their quarterback.
For this
dad
week.
Is usually the quarterback.
Okay. So she quarterbacked this game.
Okay.
She did a really good job.
Really? Oh, the whole time?
Yeah.
That's like what you should open with.
Yeah, no.
We had a female quarterback.
I'm getting there. I'm getting
that's
to that.
That's literally
point.
The opening play.
God.
Female quarterback.
Especially
the whole time.
When it's 36-33.
Yeah.
Like, that's a close freaking game, man. Yeah.
She, I saw this one play. I'm like, no quarterback should be moving like that. Like,
except
she,
for you. That's just because
no,
you're used
no,
to you.
No, she threw the ball forward. Then proceeded to chase down the field so she'd get a lateral. Like, girl, you're making a bad impression for quarterbacks
sounds
here.
Like, that sounds like Garrett.
You don't
sounds
do that.
Like Garrett, honestly.
Nobody's lateraling here.
No.
Yeah. Don't make quarterbacks run.
You step back 4 steps and then throw the ball. That's your job. That's it. You stay.
Fair enough. Grab the dog.
Yeah,
toy.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Don't run downfield. Making us all look bad.
All. Just some. Dilfs 41, Notorious BNB 14. Dilfs seems to just do whatever they wanted with BNB.
They also played Iron Man. Doobie was playing defense.
Had a couple subs
well, they did.
Too,
so they
did.
They had Raw Dog. Yeah, Raw Dog and Adrian were subbing for them also. So
for the Dilfs.
For the Dilfs, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There was,
solid,
but
so
I did
pretty,
see. Pretty
good
how Doobie played.
Travis approved those subs.
I think it's just because they were up by a bunch that.
All of a sudden, Adrian can
sub. I think it was like 30-0 at some point.
That's crazy. So. Yeah, not much really to talk about there. It just seems like a good old-fashioned ass-stomping. What are you going to do?
Zach Attack finally got a win.
Zach Attack 18, Vaspian 12. Vaspian finally got a loss on top
that's
of it.
That's also true.
So that's pretty big for Zach Attack, who has been playing pretty poorly. And you have been just berating them on Facebook with pictures. Why do you hate Zach Attack?
They're the nicest team of people, Topper. You got to ease up on that grudge against Zach Attack.
And just making fun of them every time.
They are delightful.
I have yet to beat that team, and even I love them.
Yeah.
What have you done? What did they do to you? Why did they hurt you?
It's not that I hate them. It's just sometimes they procrastinate to come over to the dartboard.
Which we saw in the last week's photo.
Right. Right. Yes. These photos are proof. They're moving up. But
I love the grin on your face in that photo, by the way. Because you are just devilish in it.
Because he fucking knows exactly what he's doing, and it's just hilarious. I'm just sitting there at this fucking card show, and I just see Topper's mug and just making fun of him. Like, I just start dying. It's so funny. But yeah, so big win for Zach Attack. I'm not really sure what happened with Bastion, but like I said, they're 5-1, so Zach Attack definitely just needed it more to, I don't want to say stay relevant, but...
But that moved them up, that moved them in the playoffs.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, in that division.
Four teams are going to miss the playoffs or something like that.
Right.
Potentially, I don't know. We didn't really talk about how that's going to go, but we'll get into that some other time. So we touched everything, so 1 o'clock, cool.
1 o'clock game, Eyes Downtown versus tight ends, 28-16, Free Ballers versus 4th and something, 47-0. Stunts versus Practice Squad, 25-45. 716 versus TMA, 22-28.
Was it hard for you to say that you lost 45-25?
No.
Barely get it up.
No, yeah, I know. I lost myself. I lost my position on the sheet. No.
25.
It's what the crayons are for.
It is what the crayons. Frig, I don't have the crayons. No. Should I just go right into it since we're talking
about
it? We were definitely skeleton crew for that game, and I know Renee will disagree with me, but I feel like we had our whole squad, it would be a different matchup. Like, we started with, of our original crew, me, Joey, Jen, and Brandy, and then Brandy went down halfway through, so then we had three of our original crew, and we had subs.
With an injury, right?
With an injury, yeah.
Just need to be clear.
Yeah.
Anyway, jokes aside, yeah, so it's pretty hard. Plus, Renee plays with you, right? So
Renee plays with us, so obviously during that game, she played with practice squads, yeah. So we were missing Renee, Kelly, Brittany, and then Brandy, so.
That's pretty rough. Yeah, so I can see why things happened the way they did. Let's see, where else were we? Well, you know what? Here, just have your moment. Free Ballers, 47, 4th-and-something-0, in what should have been a good game, but apparently it was not. George, please.
Well, good game on his side.
So first off, to the Godfather, whoever he or she is, we, as a team, are expecting a very long apology like we were promised. We have been getting shit on for, I feel like, a year and a half now. but I will first off, the main thing is 4th-and-something, everyone on that team, we love them to death. I mean, half of them used to play on Free Ballers.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Our defense has just been amazing. It's one thing Free Ballers defense has always been top three. Mm-hmm. And we've come up with something this year that I feel like we just have kind of cracked something.
But I just cleared my throat.
Yeah, but right in the microphone like you have something to say.
No, sorry. Bad timing.
We just have certain defense for this team, and we know how to stop them. And they also didn't have Sean, who's 6'7", and is an easy outlet for someone to throw the ball up to who used to be on our team. I mean, I threw him quite a few touchdowns just by closing my eyes and throwing it.
Well, and I know everyone probably wants me to keep this under wraps that's on Free Ballers, but I'm exposing him.
No, expose it. Not yet. It's my turn.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Ooh. You got the shit finger and everything.
So, don't I actually have the group chat going right now that I'm not allowed to say this. His name is Jake Valley.
Yeah, okay.
He is amazing, and we didn't want this to be another Sean situation where we say, hey, he's really, really good, and next thing you know, he's only allowed to play in D1.
Oh, okay.
He's pretty good.
He is, if he hits the jump button, it's like a game where he just double jumps and never comes down until he has a ball in his hands.
He's also really shifty. I was watching their like game, and he started on one side of the field, shifted through everybody, and ended up passing the ball to a girl to score, I believe. Is that the game? Yeah.
Yeah. We have,
and he started from half field and shifted all the way through everybody.
Not many people know Jared. I know Kroll, me and you have talked about this, but we have Jared on our team who's he's lightning fast. I mean, you could lose him in a phone booth. And Jake is exactly the same, but he's bigger. It's terrifying.
Oh, exciting.
So advanced stats here are showing that the Free Ballers have allowed 89 points this season.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
Over how many games? Five. Give us context.
Is it five?
Yeah, it's five.
I'll get to that.
It's five.
They're tied for the fewest points allowed with anyone?
Bullet Club.
No, wait. It's either Vaspian.
Vaspian's close.
Sticky.
Not this even one, close. Maybe the absolute worst.
This one's going to come back. Oh, shit. What happened to it?
Oh, man.
Oh, I hope you're saying
old
something.
People in technology.
THK.
Hold on. We got it. Woodpeckers.
Oh.
That's funny. Yeah, but.
Have they played the same amount of games?
Played like three games, yeah.
These are my stats, people.
All right.
You get your own stats.
How many games that are forfeit or anything? I want game comparisons
yeah,
here.
Right. Three.
They, listen, they've played four games. You've played five.
Yeah. Again, these are his stats, so
yeah.
It's his league. So
what division are they playing?
It doesn't matter.
Whoa. Oh, there's a lot of questions.
That's a flex.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely a flex.
I love all of it.
Good for all of you. No, it was just a great game.
They
and
got a guy
what?
That
I
could
know
flex
Joe
with them.
And Deke and everyone on Bullet Club. Dylan is amazing. I mean, his play
That's
calling.
That's what I hear, honestly. I hear a lot about how good he can be.
His play calling is amazing this year. He has definitely taken a massive jump this year. I mean, he was calling certain things in our soon to talk about game that, I mean, I didn't even see these open windows, and he put us in them. And okay. It was awesome.
We'll touch on that literally probably right now, right? What else we got to talk about? So, Eyes Downtown took on tight ends, and they won 28-16. From what I heard, tight ends, again, just had girl problems, and they had to pick up subs. And
mm-hmm.
It's not every year, one of these teams has, like, that season from hell where you can't get people, and you can't...
We can't sub, because Travis.
That's the word. Ooh, I love that. But,
wow.
Travis. Well, I still have one left, so I can.
Stupid Travis.
Not stupid anymore.
Travis. Yeah, right? You just took that away.
Who appointed him subless master? But, yeah, so not much to say there.
We have to talk about, though, how fourth and something scored 47.
And then allowed 47?
And then lost by 47.
That is pretty impressive.
That is.
That is a topper stat. That's honestly where you should be talking about.
I was told to say that Scott locked down Katie the entire game.
I don't know. I saw Katie Maker.
He's
really
been trying to lock her down for years, so it's about fucking time, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think
he
I saw Katie make a really good catch on Scott, so I don't know how well he locked her
down. I was told to say that was her only catch.
Okay. I have no regrets.
George is just
that.
Straight up the
George
representative.
Says.
I have a very long conversation on what I'm supposed to be saying today, and I'm not saying most of it.
We should have invited Scott to the show. He would have deserved his gloating, I'm sure he loved it. But, yeah, so that's exciting. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, and TMA took on 716. TMA, I don't think, like, because I know they started off hot. I think they lost a couple games along the way, but they went out. They won 28-22 and against 716, which, whatever, they got to win. That's super exciting. I didn't really talk to Prim about this game, so I don't know shit about it. So unless somebody watched it, we're going to just move on. Nope, everybody's shaking their heads. All right, so we're going to move on to the 2 o'clock games.
I mean, once Ferger's not here, I mean, I lost all interest in TMA.
Isn't Brent still on there?
Yeah,
Brent's still there, but I mean, I see him every morning at Breakfast Club.
Are you saying
Club.
Brent's only a person because of Ferger?
No. I mean, I don't really associate Brent. Brent's just, you know.
Brent.
Yeah. Brent.
It's
yeah.
Just Brent. So why wouldn't you support Brent? Why do you
support,
hate Brent, Topper?
I don't hate Brent. Brent's just, I mean, Brent's like his own universe. I mean,
that's fair.
So, yeah. It's too good for TMA.
Duh. All right, we'll move right on to 2 o'clock.
All right, 2 o'clock games: Free Ballers versus Untouchables, 42-34. Tox versus XMD, 14-26. Tater Tots versus Red Zone Mafia, 25-20, and then Travis Henry's Kids versus Southside, 65-14.
Okay, so congratulations to Travis Henry's Kids on their D6 championship. At this point,
really.
Southside beat them that one time, and then they've switched rosters multiple times at this point. I guess the whole team just decided to bail on them due to personal reasons, whatever it is, what it is. So Southside's kind of in a bad spot. They're not exactly what they were even 2 weeks ago. But Travis Henry's Kids sure is. They can't really be stopped, and I'm not really sure any of the other teams in D6 can stop them.
They got new jerseys.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exciting. What about them? Like, it seems like it's notable.
They're actually pretty fancy. They're like custom-made hoodie jerseys. They're actually really nice.
Hoodie jerseys?
Yeah, they're like short-sleeve hoodies. Deke would approve.
100%. I don't know if I'm
going to
play with that,
now,
though.
I think you had to double-check if you were wearing one. You're like, nope, this isn't it.
That's pretty much all I own, so.
This is his nicest shirt that he actually owns.
That's not true. I've seen
Deke, I have one of your shirts here. You left the last time you were here.
Is it a hoodie?
You know what? I don't know.
55% chance.
55% chance it's a hoodie.
We'll give you the answer on next week's podcast. So, yeah, not much to say about that.
I talked to John at the bar afterwards.
Oh,
John Langley.
Perfect.
not about like the details of the game, but he was just saying how like super motivated they all were after losing to them earlier in the season.
It was like week one, I think.
Yeah, and he just kept telling me he's like we could have dropped 100 on them. Like he was just so amped up about his team, which is cool to see.
I heard that.
Did we check ages?
Stop. I don't think it matters if you lose by 100. But
yeah, that's bullying on children.
That's a good point.
All right, also fair. No, I don't think they're.
Let's assume that they're not going to do that again.
And yeah, I don't think so. But yeah, so Travis Henry's kids with the big win, and then I had something else I wanted to say about it. And like, oh, I know they called the game like 10 minutes early too. So, yikes. XMD taking on Tox, 26-14. We said Jeff came back to be the quarterback, which will obviously make a big difference. Anybody have anything else to add about this game?
I didn't see it.
Okay. Well, let's get into Free Ballers 42, Untouchables 34. Big two-game series for you guys, like you said. So you said you had more to say about it. I mean, the floor is yours.
Burr is an awesome quarterback.
Yeah. Now we know you're drunk.
No, not drunk. Burr is an awesome quarterback. He gives his receivers the freedom, which I heard this. I don't know if it's true. It came from Burr. He gives them the freedom to run whatever route they want on the outsides, which makes it difficult on a defense. We really couldn't read what they were doing until about halfway through. And we all knew it was going to be a shootout. We didn't know it was going to be that close.
I told you going in it was going to be close.
But once again, our team is awesome. Jake, once again, is amazing. Not to toot my own horn, I had a few catches that Dylan put me in great positions to make awesome plays.
Well, not only that, but that one kid tried to swat that one out of your hands. We all thought he did, and you came up with it.
Yeah, and
so I actually got a text from Burr saying, hey, when you go on the podcast, make sure you mention that big shout-out to George. He crushed it yesterday. He said Dylan also, like you guys were apparently awesome.
Thank you. But my biggest shout-out for the whole thing is we only had two girls the entire day. Jessie is a completely different person than I've ever seen. Like, she just gave birth less than 2 years ago, a year ago.
She's gotten so much better.
And the girl's got a six-pack. She's got a six-pack.
Yeah.
Nice.
She's playing confident. She catches a ball and just runs. I mean, and Talia, everyone knows how great Talia is.
Yeah.
Well, a shout-out to Jessie, too, because she also had a really big sack.
Yeah, I mean, there was a few downs that she was getting sacks, but they weren't getting called because the ref couldn't see it because they were running away from them. Our girls are the reason that we are good, and I don't think they get enough credit than what they do. I mean, Talia is amazing. Topper, she plays on your team.
She does. Yep. Talia's
been a free baller since we started, basically, and she's only gotten better. And Jessie's just amazing. We didn't have Rachel, which, I mean, Rachel's also D1 awesome talent. We wouldn't be where we are without him.
Perfect. Well, congrats on some big wins there. That's pretty awesome. Like, you guys earned it, that's for sure. And then last but not least, the Tater Tots 25, Red Zone Mafia 20. Tater Tots came out because they've been looking for a quarterback for a minute, and they apparently found one in old Bullet Club retread Jeff Easton.
Wow.
I love that.
So, I mean, I can speak on it because Dave actually texted me, I want to say Tuesday-ish, and was like, do you know Jeff Easton's number? I'm like, he has no idea that Jeff's been one of my best friends for like 20 years. And I was like, yeah, I think I could do it. So I tell Jeff, because I work with him too, I was like, hey, you're going to get a text. I think somebody's going to ask you to dust off your body and try to play quarterback again. And he was really excited about it because he's been wanting to play again. So
that's a good team for him too.
Absolutely. Because like that's what he said. He goes, he doesn't want to like jump in and play in like D2 and just like shake the rust off and be terrible. So he wanted to start in like
What's the worst that could happen to Bullet Club? What?
It can apparently get. I guess it would be about even based on our quarterback, but it's fine.
We had a bye week, leave us out of it.
Right.
It's fine.
So it's a good week for you guys.
So regardless, so Jeff came out and played, and I guess it was a little, I guess they were going to do this thing where like Jeff Easton and Jeff May were going to like alternate. But to Jeff May's credit, he's like, nah, Easton's playing all right. Just let him go with it. They were down early. And I guess was it really windy that day?
It was really windy.
So I heard it was super windy in the first half. So like a couple drops and a couple they had a couple interceptions. They were down early and they started climbing back. They scored right before the half, and then before they knew it, they were down 1 point, and there was a minute 20 left, and Jeff marked them down the field. They scored on like fourth down with like 15 seconds left. They got the stop with 15 seconds. You know, they ran out the clock, and Tater Tots got a win, and Jeff hung out with them. Dave was really excited about like how well he fit in with the team, so I guess he'll be finishing the season with them. And, well, that's good. It's always good when people come
found
back
to the home.
regardless on if, you know, I have obviously just personal connections to it, but it's still really cool. So shout out to them, and he had a blast. So that's what the league's about, right? Anyway, 3 o'clock games.
Puckett versus Spinelli, 30-23, 7-1-6 versus Red Zone Mafia, 19-6, and Let Us Win versus Lenny's Ladies, 34-25.
All right, so 7-1-6 took on Red Zone Mafia. Red Zone Mafia goes 0-2 on the day. 7-1-6 gets their win back as they lost to TMA earlier. Good win for 7-1-6 because, again, the Mafia have been playing well, and now all of a sudden they went 0-2, which, of course, will shake up the D5 standings. I think a bigger story, though, Puckett, big win.
Yeah.
They had, like I said, they've had a couple close losses to some really good D4 teams in there. But Spinelli has started off really hot, and now it feels like it's
what's their losing streak at now, Topper? Can you look that one up?
Spinelli's,
yeah. Oh, they lost three in a row now?
Probably around there. Let's see. I usually looking for them like in first place, but they're not there.
I refed one of those games, and the girl's like, "We got new jerseys," and she's like, "Maybe it's because we like changed things up and got new jerseys."
We haven't won in
lost,
our jerseys.
They've lost, so they lost two in a row.
Two in a row.
Their last win was against Tox. Then they lost. They lost to the Lightning Falcons. So, yeah, they're not having a good season.
we're just writing the season off.
Are they a 500 team?
They are.
Okay, they're not having a miserable season either.
They'll make playoffs. Topper's really excited to just shut up. Everybody makes playoffs there, right? Isn't that a...
Except no, for
D4.
It's D4, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah,
that's
they
D4.
Are in D4,
yeah.
So...
D4 is, yeah,
yeah,
that's the...
Yeah, so they are kind
yeah.
of on
that's
the bubble,
I guess.
That's
actually super brutal.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Never mind. So, maybe they need a win or two. All right. And then, Let Us Win beat Lenny's Ladies, 34-25. George, you got to quarterback for this team again because you did it the last time I was gone, and the girls love playing with you, so you got to do it again. So, tell me how it went.
Oh, shucks, I'm blushing. Once again, your girls are amazing. I was once again the worst player on the team.
I know that.
Been there.
Let Us Win, I'm just going to point out, they have a dude on that team that is huge. I thought I was playing an NFL player when I saw him. He is a massive human being, but...
Dude, Let Us Win. What should we call that guy? Romaine?
Iceberg, I see you there.
I know, lettuce jokes.
I used to play against him when I played with Coach Jay and D5, and I walked onto the field and had the same thing. I was like, wait, how is this guy in D5?
Oh, that's because the whole team went
and,
0-9 in D5.
And now they're in D6, and I see this human being, and I'm like, wait, what? As I look up.
Yeah, that's not always the best.
I will say, though, their team is really fun to play, and your girls are amazing. I literally just put them in bunch formation and told them, hey, find open windows because they can't figure it out. We went into the halftime down or up 2 points.
Nice.
It was 16-18. And once again, I mean, the girls, we had Brittany, and Brittany's amazing. Jamie made amazing. Ashley had awesome catches and was, I looked over to my left multiple times and no one was over there. Ashley's looking at me like, throw me the damn ball, throw me the damn ball. And I'm like, oh, okay, don't screw this up, don't screw this up,
don't miss. I know that feeling too. I usually screw it up.
But it was a pretty close game the whole time, but within the last couple of minutes, I was pretty tired. Two really emotional wins in front of, behind this. I was pretty amped up in the beginning, and then the sun actually took a toll. A couple people were on the team, on the defense, so I was like, holy crap, did it just get 10 degrees hotter as I'm bent over, like, gasping for air?
Once the wind stopped, I heard it got really bad. So the second half of the 2 o'clock games and 3 o'clock, I guess, was just murder.
It's hot.
I threw a late interception to Jamie. Jamie was wide open, and I just overthrew her. So Let Us Win got the ball with, I think, like two minutes left. They came down, scored, took the lead, and next thing I know, I get the ball again. I'm like, all right, I got to force the ball. Threw another interception, and it was game over.
That'll do it. Yeah, that sounds like our playbook. It's perfect.
Yeah. Right. I mean, Jamie had an amazing interception, and Brittany actually had a jump ball against this guy from Let Us Win and completely took it out of his hands.
Nice.
And I walked over. I was like, I couldn't have done that.
No, not me. I love it. So that's awesome. Thank you again for filling in.
Of course.
They had a blast. So, all right, that sums it up for the games. We're actually finishing early at this point because, well, historically, we talk a lot more, and Trish is here, and I'm there to talk about things. But right now, we're not doing that. So I'm going to throw a curveball at you guys. I'm going to ask you all a question, and I want you all to answer it. Do I want to start with?
Ready.
No, I'm going to go around the room.
We missed you.
But I'm actually, you know what? No, I already knew that. These guys aren't going to be as prepared, so you might be, so I'm actually going to go this way around.
Oh,
If there's one thing about the league you can change, what would it be? I broke them.
Well, you know, I always have a no deke allowed rule.
Somehow I just keep finding my way back.
Yeah.
Hey, you better knock it off. He's thinking about moving.
He is moving. He's doing to DC. But anyway.
He'll still be back.
I'll fly in on Saturdays.
I need even divisions.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that you're literally the person in control of that, right?
I literally am.
So maybe we'll just make that happen. When you say even divisions, what do you mean? Like in terms of talent or just like it's weird that we have a 12-team division and like a 7-team?
That. Like I let teams try to dictate where they are, and I think we got to put a stop to that more so. It's tough. I mean, when you register for softball, you don't really have choices like this.
Right, of course.
And we give people choices, which I think makes the league good, but... Mm-hmm. You know, to some degree, we can't have a division that has 14 teams and one that has 8.
Right.
Well, we have one that has only 4 teams in it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the extreme.
But that's those teams' fault.
Yeah.
The 4 teams' fault?
Well, a couple of them.
Hot take. Go on. Continue.
Yeah, please elaborate.
Why is it their fault, Topper?
These teams could split up. Tight ends, legends. They have enough people. Split up.
Make
a couple teams.
A couple other teams. Well, Legends were a few other teams, and then they became one and kind of go like two or three others.
And they stacked themselves, and that's what you get. Now, sure. Sticky's an exception because you guys worked your way up.
Yeah, you guys better
And they've had the same
D4 champs, baby.
Right.
Well,
I remember that. It was against Frodo, and then you guys, for the semis, then you moved on for
Twins. I think that was D3 that we beat Frodo. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Dauber.
Sure.
Jeffrey, one thing you would change about the league. Go.
I don't have an answer for it, but I'll raise a question, I guess. Is there some way that you can kind of incentivize more people and more teams to go to the bar afterwards? Because, I mean, half of the experience for me is playing football, but the other half is you go to the bar afterwards, you hang out, you get to know people from different teams.
I would think it's 60-40 for you, the bar or football.
Well, so maybe. I don't know what the exact split is, but, I mean, some of the great memories that I have are just, like, hanging out at the bar. Like, the other week, I got to hang out with George, and, like, you know, I knew him from football, but I feel like we had like a long conversation, and I really got to know the guy. And it's like, you know, like this wouldn't happen if it was just like on the fields talking to somebody for like 2 minutes, right? So I always encourage teams to go to the bar, but if there's anything we could do, I don't know what you do to incentivize people to go and hang out after the games more, but that would be my suggestion.
We've had this conversation maybe every year, every couple of years we have it, and I remember having this with Lenny like a million times, and it comes down to like. I think the general feeling around the league is that the bar doesn't give a shit about us, even though we bring them considerable amount of money. And it always comes down to, like, once the years that they've had, like, specials and stuff like that, they throw in an extra Truly, an extra Corona. Yep. Like, now people are like, oh, sweet, High Noons, let me get them. And it's like, all right, well.
Yeah, the other day it was 30 $27
for four of them, too. It's not even five. So, like, maybe toss, like. We did a couple seasons ago. Whatever, if somebody from the TSL bought a bucket, you got an extra one in there, and it was like, oh, that's fucking perfect. Like, go that route. I mean, I know they're trying to push like shot specials and stuff, but like, it's never a special. It's just like a different type of shot.
Right.
And I think if you have cheaper prices, more people will stick around, which can only be better for them. But I don't know.
Not my battle anymore with those guys.
No, your battle right now is with the lawn care service.
Right. I have a new battle.
One at a time.
I love it. All right, so that's probably, like, I get what you're saying. I mean, plus, like, I think the other problem is that the newer teams didn't really hang around because the weather wasn't the greatest, and now that it's getting nice, they're like, well, I want to go do other stuff, too. Sure. So it's, like, one of those things. But more people will still hang out, I'm pretty sure. I think we're going to get a big turnout for Ramir and Lenny Day, so it'll be really exciting, but that's in 2 weeks. Em, what would you change about the league?
Just this year... is the subbing rules are a little bit different and weird. And I understand we're trying to limit the subbing, but at the same time, when you can only sub twice for a team, I feel like that sort of brings up an issue for teams and the people on the subs list.
I can see that being an issue, because if you think about it, like, if you can only sub twice, but then, like, the only people that are there are people that have subbed twice, then you're kind of screwed. I mean, granted, we just kind of, like, do it on the fly a lot anyway.
Right. Right,
those people are screwed. Yeah. Let's let them have...
The thing is, if you know you're going to be a girl short, you should add another girl to your roster. You should have subs on your roster, on your team.
Right, of course.
Teams, but then there's teams that, like tight ends, who didn't necessarily know they were going to be short this many games because they thought they were going to have Katie. Now what?
Right. You know? But they can go, like, I mean, they could go find another girl. They just need a really good girl. Right. They won't take any kind of girl. I have a brand new girl that's never played football on my team. She's having a blast. That, but that's what you had to do.
On the Southwest, who have not played for years. Pardon?
Is her name Hot Vodka?
Hot Vodka.
Hot Vodka. Didn't get a chance to talk with Jua. Didn't play this week, but she's come up on every other podcast. Yeah, I know.
There's your plug, Hot Vodka.
Hot Vodka. Does she listen about the Hot Vodka thing?
She does.
Oh, we had a whole conversation.
She is a listener.
With her.
Yeah.
She loves the name. She was thinking about changing her Instagram account to Hot Vodka.
We don't do names changing. On the back of our jerseys, but she's getting one with the name on it.
Lies. I love it. But I agree with the sub rules are a little bit confusing this time. I like where we're going with. All right, sign up for Breakfast Club and you can be on the sub list. It makes it a bajillion times easier, and it gets rid of the...
One less list we have to maintain.
Right, and it gets rid of the whole, oh man, this person's been on the sub list for 10 years and they don't really want to be, but we never updated thing. It's just, if you're in Breakfast Club, chances are you're going to want to sub. So
chances are you're there at the field.
Yeah, and
Or you could have it like, so you could have a couple of people not on the sub, or not in Breakfast Club on the subs list. Those people can only sub twice, but anybody in Breakfast Club can sub more than twice.
So that brings up my question.
Something like that.
I've been asked to sub every week. I've subbed 4 times total now. 2 times for Joe K because he was out of town. And I just got asked again, and I told them, hey, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to sub this week because I've subbed so many times. Like, you're going to have to ask. I can't personally say yes, but I'll be there.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what I'd say as far as like the subbing 4 times thing, 2 of your subs have been for quarterbacking a gender team, right?
And so one was an emergency. Literally, the game was about to start, and Kyle came running over. He's like, I need somebody on the field.
Yes, exactly. I remember that.
Yeah.
Right, because now we're running into the things. I think it was, who was on Hogan's team? It was Lindsay. Lindsay Bless, she subbed for somebody. They asked her to play, and it was going to count as 1 of her 2. And then the 2 girls who were on the team just basically, she never played.
Yeah.
You know, she was just there in case of injury. So
same with Tammy. Tammy did the same
thing. So, like, you don't want it to, like, and she had said, Hogan had actually asked me, he's like, so is this actually going to count for 1 of her games? Because that's kind of bullshit, which it is. And we taught it, like, immediately, my decision I made on the spot, I was like, no, it shouldn't. And then Travis agreed, so, like, whatever. So, like, she gets a game back in that scenario because that's really fun.
I think Tammy should too, then, because she played for Sam and
Tammy has like this golden pass where it won't even matter.
Okay,
we'll just let her do whatever. But I understand. Yeah. So like,
she took a knee to the face for the league.
For the league.
Tammy has taken many things to the face for the league, sir.
Ew. Oh,
what? Anyway,
I just want to piggyback.
Her husband is gonna have something to say to you.
She's a swallow of fire. What do you want from me? All
right. I'm gonna go next because I wanted to piggyback off that. There just needs to be some consistency with the sub list. When I sub for Show Me, it was because we had Iron Man that did not have enough guys.
Right.
But Vice had enough guys plus guys, but they still brought a D1 quarterback down to play for him because they're missing their.
He's
team.
On the roster. No,
he's on the roster.
Oh, he is.
He's on the roster quarterback. Yeah.
Oh, what happened to what's his face? Andy.
Andy bailed on him. Now he plays for. Show Me.
Yeah. Okay,
that's how fair. That's how in tune you were with your quarterback for that game, apparently. But
yikes.
No, Andy had left them 2 seasons ago because he wanted bigger and better challenges or something, they said. And then Seth was their quarterback.
And then Seth was in the same division.
And Seth, Seth wasn't even supposed to like be... Like, he wasn't originally the tight ends quarterback, too. But then once Bro bailed, they kind of just had it happen. So, I don't know. We'll get in on that. George, what would you change about the league?
I don't really want to change this, but it's selfish reasons that I'm going to say this. I wish it started 2 weeks later because it's cold.
Right, but then you run into
I know why, and that's why I'm saying it's selfish reasons. It's cold those first 2 weeks, and it sucks.
It's only cold at like 9 a.m. Like
listen, 11. Man, I'm there the whole day.
By 11, it's not that bad.
No, honestly, there really isn't anything I can think of to change, and that's not me trying to hype up the league. I love this league, and it's made me a bunch of friends, and it's made me... look forward to Saturdays more than, hey, it's the weekend. There's not anything I can change in it.
All right. Deke, do you have something else, or are you just the piggyback?
I'm just piggybacking.
All right, that's
I'm good.
Go Canes. Anyway.
You Deke, son of a bitch.
He's watching the Rangers game on his phone right now, so we're done with Deke. The reason I brought all this up
got
is because...
got 2 TVs.
Yeah, well, they're not going to be on right now. Right. They'll be on in about... Oh. Give me 10 minutes. It's
almost 30. When I get in the hot tub.
Joe K needs a hug.
No, I'm good right now. So the reason I brought this question up is because I've been, I don't want to say under fire, but I've had pretty intense discussions with some other people in the league, and I'm not entirely sure where I stand on it, but I think I'm leaning their way. It's been brought to my attention that like one of the things Lenny would hate the most about the league right now is how many people play on 2 teams. And Lenny always said one person per team, or 1 team per person, that's just the way it should be, because then theoretically it forces people to have to go outside of the league to get new people to add to the roster. And that's how we constantly replenished our rosters, blah, blah, blah. I know we started allowing the two teams thing because COVID happened and there's all this other jazz, blah, blah, blah. But now we're seeing a lot of teams that definitely have a lot of people as their second team. And it's kind of...
We can go back to one player, one team.
I kind of like think that's where we have to head. I always said this when we had this argument before COVID and everything. If you're one person, and I'll use Maddie Norton as the example here. So yeah, she plays in D1, and then she brought in a team entirely of new people to the league for D4. So that's cool. That should be fine. That should be allowed. That should be completely allowed because she's bringing in 9 new people or whatever it is. If it's a team where it's like, all right, these 6 people play in D1 and D2, and now they're all going to go play together here, that's kind of shitty because it doesn't help us regenerate, like, more players, fresher players. And that's
how we tell you, though, why I let guys play on 2 teams.
I get it. I understand. Okay, well, you know what? Go ahead.
I think I know why. Well, I have my reason why.
What?
If they don't, they're going to find another place to go.
Well, that's part of it, but we also let there be gender teams.
Sure.
And you got to be fair. You got to look at it both ways now, too, because if you're letting girls play on 2 teams,
mm-hmm.
you kind of have to let guys play on 2 teams.
Well, we did it with gender teams for, what, 10, 15 years before?
I know, but things change.
I guess.
Things change. People complain. Why do the girls get to play on 2 teams?
Yeah.
I can say there was a couple people that I knew that actually said, hey, how come, like, I'll use Emily as an example, because right. she's on 2 teams.
Mm-hmm.
A couple people have said, like, how come she gets to play on 2 teams and I'm only able to play on 1?
Right. And I understand the outside pressure. Don't get me wrong.
It still hasn't made a difference, though, to tell you the truth, in terms of where we are team-wise. So,
well, I mean, in a way it has, because if we have
we're always in the 40s and 50
if we have a couple
teams.
Rosters that are full of other people that are on a different team, then it's not really a second team. It's kind of like the Game On thing where, yeah, they have 40 teams, but it's just 10 teams of the same fucking 4 people all mixed up or whatever. So, and that is part of the fear that, like, other people said. They go, that's kind of what killed Game On, in a way, where it's like it's the same people in every division just mixed up every time. Now, I don't think we'd ever get to that. Obviously, we would stop that before it ever happened. But, like, again, you know, I don't ever want to be at a spot where there's a girl that says, oh, well, I plan 4 teams here. Like, what? That's insane.
Right.
2 teams is kind of it. Perhaps the minimum thing is, like, maybe we only allow 1 or 2 people per team. Like, all right, these 2 people play in D1, D2. They're playing in D3 with 8 other people that aren't on other teams. Maybe we can figure it out that way, so we just have, like, you limit how many people have their second team as a team, and perhaps that brings in newer people. Because, again, we don't want to get to a spot where it's just, like, half a league, and the other half of the league is just everybody else but differently.
Well, do you know right now how many people you have that play on 2 teams? Because I think when we did the rosters for this, I think it worked out to be about 15% of people in this league play on 2 teams, and the other 85% are only on 1.
Right.
It's okay. Just that the 15% are the people, the reason they play on 2 teams is because they're, like, I'll say, like, league people that come and hang out more.
That's
so you tend to talk to those people a lot more.
Right, I get it.
Yeah, like, you look around this room, and it's like, look, obviously, like, there's some real, like, league people here.
Right.
Of course people are going to know them more. They're going to be asked to play on more teams. But there's a whole – I mean, just look through, like, D4. Like, most of those teams outside of, like, a gender team, most of those people, that's their only team.
That's fair. And now I want to be clear that I'm not entirely sure where I stand on it. Like, I get both sides completely. I was just bringing it up because it's been brought up to me a lot lately. And I just thought it'd be fun to discuss for a minute since
we had
some time.
Well, couldn't you do something like incentivize that? Like,
well,
myself, I play on 2 teams, but I also feel like I do a little bit more than the average for
well,
the league.
And that was kind of the concept, right? Is, like, you have to agree to ref, but we're also keeping track. For all the people that play on 2 teams right now, we're keeping track of who has volunteered to ref so far this session and who hasn't. And there's a huge group of people that are playing on 2 teams that have not volunteered to ref at all this session. So come next session, if we were like, hey, look, you know, there's an ask in return. Like, we're allowing you to do this. You've not held up your end of the bargain. I think that's definitely something that's fair
that's
to look
fair.
At.
I mean, Garrett definitely toots that horn all the time.
Yeah.
Like, find
yeah.
everybody who
100%.
Has it.
And look, as far as I'm concerned, if Garrett
shameless.
Wants to play on 2 teams,
shameless.
He's earned the right to play on 2 teams.
Shameless.
I mean,
he makes
this a Saturday.
So my biggest thing is I want to say is before – so I'm on 2 teams this year, which I haven't been so much, and one, I was on a D5 team, which
right.
I just literally did just because it was people to have fun with. It was kind of like the sticky people, where you just literally went there to have fun.
Yeah.
But before that, I was on one
yeah.
team and one team
yeah,
only, and I wanted to be on the subs list, but I was denied. So my biggest thing was, well, can I at least play on two teams? So when I finally got on two teams, and then we switched the Breakfast Club being able to it. This is the first year I'm on the subs list.
Yeah.
And if I knew that I was going to be eventually on the subs list, I probably wouldn't be on two teams. Because now I'm leaving Saturday. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so exhausted. I can't move. My biggest thing is maybe we do it where you can either be on two teams or you're on one team and on the subs list.
Well, I think that's that forces people to be in Breakfast Club. And if we're going to go that route, it kind of... It's almost like you're pouring it directly into my ear. I want you to know.
I'm sorry.
Well, wait, Topper. Wait until your drink is full.
No, it's fine. But seriously, so there's... and then again, like I was going to say, doing it this way kind of like also means, hey, maybe we'll do Breakfast Club in the fall. And that, again, it gets people to want to play in Breakfast Club, which usually isn't a problem, although... I think we could have had 8 teams this time around, but we only kind of like got around 6. But Breakfast Club has been great.
We had a lot of last-minute registrations for Breakfast Club.
Right. It was one of those things where people weren't sure. People got... I mean, a lot of our usual suspects have, like, life changes. So, like,
oh,
we
yeah.
Do,
I
feel
like,
good.
Yeah.
Right? I feel that. That's
good. Right. Tell me about it, right?
So, watermelon.
I mean, I did, but it just made me have more free time, but that's fine. So, I get it, and we'll talk about all of these things, but it's just... It's good to get the discussion going because we should always look for ways to make the league better and kind of hear what people have to say about it. That brings us to our winners and losers portion of the program. We're going to do winners, go around, do losers. So, Deke, you're to the left. You get to be the first person to tell me your winner of the week. Go.
Well, first of all, the weather was perfect. So I got to lead with that. Could have been a little less wind. But I got a nice tan, this little watch.
Yeah,
tan.
I was gonna say you look more tan than ever right now.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
No, thank you.
No, the weather was perfect. You know, it was fun being out there for the most part, so I had a good time.
Perfect. Good work, weather. George, it's on you.
I just got to do it. I love my team, Free Ballers. And you know what? I'm gonna say it too. Gray hair. I can't wait to play with you guys. We had a bye week last week, but can't wait to play with you guys again.
Nice. That's what I like to hear. Emily, what you got for your winner?
The refs, because they deal with a lot of shit.
They really do. Mm-hmm. They really do.
And everybody who volunteers to ref, also.
I like that a lot. Good job, referees. Jeff Kroll?
I'm going to copy George a little bit and just take my team on this.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Not just because we won a game, but because, you know, you fall 22 points behind in the second half of a game. That's when you always see players quit, right? Their heads are down and all that. Didn't have any of that. Jack A, yeah. Well, she can be my loser of the week. But just to keep your head up after all that, like, you know, you see guys like, you know, Adrian, Andrew, Drew, Kevin, Nicole, Laura, Missy, all those people, like, nobody gave Mike a hard time after those pick sixes that looked like they would have tanked the game for us, and they really lifted him up. So just, you know, be a good teammate, and, you know, that's how you have fun ultimately playing football.
I love it. All right, Tabor, who's your winner of the week?
We have winners?
Yes, we have winners.
Fine. Make sure Kroll doesn't steal mine.
Did you? I've already gone. You
is
know
it
that.
Highlighted yellow.
I know, but I want to make sure he's not stealing mine. All right, I have a couple winners.
Let's hear them, bud.
All right. First on my list is the Free Ballers.
Yay!
Two wins. That's pretty impressive. With George.
I'll take it. I'll gladly take it for my team.
Sean. Yeah. Last week he said he wanted a ref, and he actually followed through and refed.
Yeah, he also said, he refed my last game at 3 o'clock, and he said he loved it.
Yeah. So yeah. He was a little nervous about it and stuff, but he did it.
It's great.
And then my third set of winners are Jeremy and Becca for wearing their Adam and Eve costumes.
Oh, yeah. Billy was Jeremy playing as Adam kind of stuff.
Well, no, he was allowed to play, but he wasn't allowed to wear the bottoms of it.
But it's hot.
Yeah, but still, you can't. Guys have to wear shirts.
I want
to
see that tan, honestly.
You don't want to tag a sweaty.
I get that, but the other team said, "Who are you talking about?" Like they should have just let it go.
Who? What? Why did they have to wear? Was this part
of
the bets?
So it was part of Breakfast Club bets.
Oh, okay.
Outfits were something.
I don't know how Jeremy got involved.
Oh, because I didn't want to do it.
Oh,
and Jeremy's like, "I'll do it."
Well, that's awesome. We should have had a picture of those two together.
I thought I saw a picture along the way during my hiatus or whatever, but yeah, I was like, I was wondering how we got
probably
to
a
that.
Picture somewhere.
Oh, there's
yeah,
of course,
so.
Of course, there are.
You
have a picture?
I definitely looked over at one point and thought I saw a guy standing naked next to the sideline. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute, what just happened?
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah, that
and even if they were naked, it still probably would have been Jeremy, which is really exciting. all right, so I guess it comes to my winter league. Mine was going to be the Free Ballers, but then I knew George was going to be on the show, so I knew that was gone away. So I'll just make it personal. I'll just say my winner of the week is Jeff Easton. Jeff, obviously, as I said before, has been one of my best buds for a while. He got out of the game for a little too long and went through some shit, but he is back, and he's really excited to play again. He was definitely one of the better quarterbacks in the league at one point in time. Maybe that point in time was 2014. Still, it existed. But to have him back and have him so like in the league and having him have so much fun instead of just like moping around on the sidelines and doing whatever, like that's really awesome to me. And he came back and he got a big win against a good team, so that makes him my winner for sure. With that, we're going to go into our losers of the week. Deke?
Yeah, the lawnmower guy.
You definitely did that take Toppers? There's no way you didn't just take Toppers.
Yeah, we need to get a new list. One.
You're allowed to move to Washington now.
I love it.
F that guy. Anyway.
I still have a couple others.
Oh, cool. You got lists and lists. I love of course. It. Jeff, stop stealing.
Yeah. My second loser, Joe K, for missing a big Breakfast Club victory.
My bad.
What the hell, man?
That's on me. That is on me. You're right. No, he's right.
Oh, I got to think of one now. All right. That's pretty easy.
Good job, Deke.
Got it.
Good work. All right, George, you're up.
Jeremy Burr.
Ooh.
Shots fired. I told you 3 weeks ago I was going to beat you, and guess what? We did.
Burr, who sends the nice message of George was great. What a
say how great George was on the podcast.
First off, I would like to say that he talked smack the very first touchdown that he threw because it was on me.
Yeah, have you met George or Jeremy Burr? That's what he does.
So therefore, I had to get my shot in.
All right, that's fair.
Respect it.
Fine, we get it. All right. And who's your loser of the week?
Just piggyback off what I said before. So my winners were the refs for taking a lot of shit. My losers is everybody who yells at the refs. We've all been there. We've all yelled
Rabbit.
At them.
Hashtag travesty.
Travesty
is
hilarious.
But about the people who like go above and beyond to like take it to the next level.
Sorry, Jenna. I would like to point out I was one of those people. I yelled at Jenna because it was a halftime. I threw a touchdown and she said I got sacked. I did not.
Yeah, again, refing sucks.
Yeah,
like,
refing
it's really
is
hard,
yeah.
So just be nice to your referees, yeah. Please. Can't argue it enough. Jeff Grohl.
My loser is whatever gives me allergies on Saturdays. So I don't know if it's grass or pollen, but I was falling apart on Saturday.
What did that make me your winner though for giving you my Claritin?
So you did give me a Claritin, yeah. But it did. Yeah. It did so little for me. Like my eyes were just blood red by the end of the day. It was brutal.
It wasn't a Claritin.
Stop fishing for compliments and winners. Stop it. You're the logo. You're
Topper, thank you for winning the league.
Fine. It's nice to be appreciated once in a while, Kroll.
Thank you for the Claritin, Topper.
We appreciate you, Topper.
I might still be a little angry.
You can't even tell.
Someone in the hot tub is saying thank you for letting them sit in the hot tub, but they're not here.
It's true.
I love all of this. Patrick, give me your list of losers for the week.
I have a couple.
Jeff Kroll for stealing all my stuff last week.
No, that's so not even... That David. You know what?
I'm past it.
I'll let that go. All right, Red Zone Mafia, losing two.
Look how serious voice now.
Yeah, there were a lot of talk. The Angry Buffalo Landscaping Company.
Two shit together.
Yeah. The wind. Not happy with Mother Nature there. And
that was nice.
How far did your passes sail?
They were fine.
Bullets don't move in the wind.
Right. Still have a cannon for an arm. And your buddy Andrew.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, Breakfast
Club.
Like
five interceptions.
Breakfast Club. Last play of the game, they're winning. He grabs the pick and then proceeds to run it down to the one and lateral to a girl. Little dick move.
What a piece of shit he is. What a piece of shit.
Spectacular.
All right,
so my loser of the week, since I didn't really see anything, I'm going to... I think I'm going to...
You want to steal that one from me?
He didn't ask... No, I don't need to steal shit from you. Nobody asked me to do this, but I'll do it for Travis anyway. Joey Betts, he's the quarterback of this absolutely awesome team, and they are not undefeated. They're not scoring enough. He's throwing picks. He's blowing games against fucking sticky bandits. Joey Betts, potentially the most overrated quarterback in the TSL.
Potentially the most overrated? He definitely is the most overrated.
Yeah, but that's an intense team. Like, I was on the sidelines watching it. Everybody
of course
was
it's an intense
screaming
team.
Screaming at him. I'm like, dang, I am so happy I'm not
I
him.
Want you to go over the Legends roster and realize
what
part of it isn't intense.
First off, I would like to point out that Sean Weisensall told Travis he needs to be nicer to his quarterback because that's his friend. And you shouldn't be yelling at him.
There's so much stuff going
coming
on
from Sean.
So funny. So, yeah, I decided to side with Travis since we gave him enough shit, and I'm going to be on Team Travis even though I shouldn't be. Joey Betts, loser of the week.
Team Joey because he's doing great with the stunts.
Yeah, in D4, of course. In D1.
We don't yell at him.
We've seen Griffin go play in D1 and went poorly. Then they disbanded. So, yeah, Legends.
Joey's a team killer.
Yeah, Joey's a team killer. Well, he's not his brother. What are you going to do? All right. Sure. So, anyway, I'm sure I'll get some sort of retribution against me for this later, but I'm okay with it. All right, so that brings us to the last part of the podcast. As everybody knows, it is going to be, my computer made noises, don't really care, our final thoughts. Again, this is the time you can take to talk about anything you want, football related, life related, it doesn't really matter, but Deke, the floor is yours.
Well, looking forward to another Breakfast Club championship.
Hell yeah.
I want
not
everyone to
happen. I want
make
my
sure
first
you know.
One. Let's go.
You're not going
to
have. I will be there to throw you some
otherwise.
Touchdowns.
You definitely won't make the championship.
I'm not
going
to be there to throw you touchdowns this year.
Listen,
Deke.
I just want to make it known I still have not lost a Breakfast Club game in my career. So
he did. He missed the loss. All right, that's fair.
Jot that down.
It's because you didn't get traded last season.
Also, go Rangers. 1-0. Boom.
Fuck out of here. Anyway, super cool. George, up to you.
Joe K, I'm going to thank you for giving me the opportunity to play a gender quarterback. It is addicting.
Ridiculous,
and
right?
I cannot wait to do it again.
Yeah, don't get any ideas. But anyway.
I'm not doing it. That's Lenny's ladies.
2-0.
Oh, really? No, it just happened. That's
you had your shot.
No, it's fine. He deserves it.
Get to Washington already.
I love it. No problem, brother. Is that it? You
that's
good?
It.
Emily, we're on to you.
With tradition, I say this every time I'm here, I'm going to say it again. Final thoughts is I thank everybody who puts so much time and effort into running the league because it is a lot, and I can only imagine
how
much
crawl.
Stress.
You gotta say it closer.
How much
she stole that from me, Topper. She stole that from me. Nobody likes a complainer.
Well, that's not true. There's a lot of complainers we like. The league rules.
Yeah,
I love it.
Absolutely. And everybody who is involved in...
Going the extra mile.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You do
not. Not you.
You know what? Ref this
everybody
week.
But Deke.
I'll ref this week.
All right, Deke will ref this. Do
I
still need one?
He's going to ref during Breakfast Club.
Oh, another final thought.
Oh, a final thought.
Final thought. Would really like to get a deal on those high noons because when she said $27 for a bucket, I almost like...
I threw
it.
It
was brutal.
Yeah.
I had to be like, oh, shit, I'll take the
how
five trillies for
that.
It's
had
only really, four.
Four trillies for 27 or
it's
four. Five.
It's 27.
I had to go back to the car and get an extra freaking five because I thought
it
was 25.
You get five trillies for 25 though. That's not how like
yeah.
commerce should work, but whatever. Gas prices are up or whatever. Jeff, what you got?
I'm not really stealing one. I just want to reiterate I really loved your winner of the week with Jeff Easton.
Yeah.
The league is a better place with Jeff Easton playing.
He's such a sweet boy.
Yeah, I mean, he was just like a fixture forever, and maybe I took his calming presence for granted, but it's good to see him back out there.
Oh, I really love that. That's fantastic. Patrick.
All right, so I have a couple. Thank you, Joe K.
Thought is literally singular. Pick one. No, go do it. Say everything you want. This is the most prepared you've ever been for a podcast, and I couldn't be happier. Please, continue. Thanks for piloting.
Yeah, now I start a list. I have losers, winners, final thoughts.
Wow. So proud of him. It only took 7 years.
It did take a couple podcasts for me to get prepared. But now that I know the routine. Okay. First of all, season's going by way too fast.
It really is.
I feel like we just started, and already we're like into week 7. And only 2 more left, and it's very sad.
You almost sound like you're not burned out, and like you're actually enjoying yourself again. It's crazy, right?
Weird.
Right. What's that like?
I say he had a little bit.
Yeah,
of
that's true. His
power.
Season's
yeah.
like 2 weeks
it's
long.
It's
so
only on week 2.
Yeah.
Week 7. I love it.
Yeah. Actually, I have a hockey game on Thursday, and I'm very excited about. So
ooh.
Yeah. So, all right. So I have a rumor.
Oh boy.
That Thurman Thomas is coming out for Lenny and Ramir Day.
Awesome.
I wasn't sure if we were allowed to talk about that.
Well, we might as well.
Can we just
we'll
say
see.
On the podcast, what day that is?
June
4th.
Thank you.
Let
June 4th.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yep. And then I'd also like to thank all the refs, like Emily has before here, but this because volunteering and helping Jay out has been awesome. So.
Do we find anybody to replace Jay yet?
Yeah, you.
Absolutely not.
I think we have identified some sources, but it'd be nice still if someone else wanted to
jump in.
Deke wants to do it since he's not leaving Buffalo.
I don't know what it is, but I'm in.
Be the head ref? No, we're good on that.
Ooh.
Actually, sorry.
Ooh.
He can't get hurt doing that, though.
We'll interview him for the Rooney Rule. That might
Billy.
Be it.
Rooney Rule. Still the reason I'm on this podcast. 100%.
You're on the podcast because you said I'm on the podcast when you were hammered in Ellicottville with Trish. Tell me that wasn't how it happened.
I don't recall that night.
I was there. It
That's exactly how it happened. Thank you. I figured as much.
I do like that Trish interviewed me for notes for the podcast and then was not in the podcast.
Yeah, she had a legitimate reason, though, so I'm not going to mess with her about it too much. Are you out of your final thoughts?
Yes.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
Go on. So we had to postpone the party over...
Banquet.
Yeah, the banquet. Is that going to just be a next year thing now? Or?
Well, yeah, it'll be... We got to get it in December.
We're going to have it at the bar this week.
No.
Except right now.
The party that we're going to have this season is going to be the 4th for Lenny and Ramirez Days. Yeah. That'll be like the party with, I believe we have bands.
Hey, do we wear orange that day?
That's a good idea because I did want to mention that, but I forgot.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah.
I'm counting that as my final thought too.
Yeah, that's fine.
Wear
orange that day? But Lenny wore red.
Orange or red.
All right, wear either color.
Yeah. Or both.
Orange, red.
Topper, so I have a question specifically for you that I'd like to put on air so we get the answer.
Let's go.
Sure.
Emily brought up a very good thing.
Okay, I don't.
And I think she gave him some deep side eye. That there should be merchandise that we can buy.
Oh, he's doing my thing. I said that we should do tank tops. That'd be such a good idea. Hey, I would love to wear a freaking Topper's tank top.
Really, you know what's funny? That I actually will have merchandise on demand available on Lenny and Ramirez Day.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That's spectacular.
You want tank tops? I'll make sure he has them.
Tank tops, hats.
I think tank tops would be really good idea. Crop top. Well, crop tops are going a little bit too far, but
I remember.
Tops
and stuff, yeah. No, to follow on that, there was a time I would say maybe it was like a year ago. I think maybe it was right before COVID all hit that. There's like, I forget what website it is. Shoot, I gotta double check. But there's actually a site that you can put the logo on a whole bunch of dumb shit and like get it purchased on. And I started like doing that with the logo because I had to get like a high res version of the logo and all that jazz. So I started messing around. We get clocks, we get shower curtains and blankets. Like,
all of
it's
a
funny.
You think I'm kidding, but it's a real thing.
I have Val and Travis's house blanketed.
Yeah, I know. Literally blanketed. So there's
yeah,
that.
But I think it'd be a really good idea. I feel like I said, like me as a female, I would love to support. Wearing a Topper's tank top.
She says that she's wearing her hero shirt.
Good work. I mean, I just went to Ellicottville wearing my free baller shirt, so that just shows how much I want.
He's doing tops.
Yeah, tank tops.
He's literally keeping a notepad on air.
Shorts with the logos on.
Shorts.
I feel like you should definitely do that.
Like this.
Cool sunglasses, like I told you about, that you should just let me order anyway. I need the company card. Anyway.
Hats, visors.
All right, this is great radio. So as it is, so I guess it comes down. Oh, it's just me, right? Yeah. Final thought. Again, it's just real easy stuff here. We'll get you guys out of here. Missing the league is always the worst thing in the world. It sucks, even if I'm working. But it really felt awesome to get multiple messages from across the league while I wasn't there to just make sure I knew stuff to talk about on the podcast. People sent me a lot of stuff that I didn't even read today because we just kind of flew through it, and I forgot that actually until right this moment that people text me stuff about games they watched, games they were reffing. Yeah, really fell apart here on my part, but don't really care that much. I wasn't there.
We got you.
Missed the league, love the league, everything's super awesome. Topper said it best earlier. It's kind of weird that like it's almost over. We only got a couple weeks left, and then it'll be playoffs, and what is it called? The race for social co-ed football immortality is definitely on. We got Memorial Day weekend this time around, and I'm sure the fields are going to be light because historically people go and do stuff. So we'll see how this week goes, but then we got June to play around with, and then we got a little time off. We'll have the August 13th wine tournament, which is pretty cool, and then a week later the fall season starts, right, Topper?
Yes, I'm sorry.
All right, so we'll have the wine tournament on the 13th, and then the season starts the 20th?
Correct.
All right, perfect. So it won't be too far gone, but 2 months always feels like too much. But, again, people like to actually do stuff with their summer, so I understand it.
I'm multitasking.
Yeah, he is. He's
executive of the year.
Yeah. Oh, why did you give yourself executive of the year?
Because I can multitask.
No, that isn't why. You did something at the fields that you wouldn't tell me.
Oh, well, I can't remember why.
Yeah, I could. I remember you whispering it to me under your breath, like, executive of the year.
Yeah.
You whispered it, and you don't even remember the whisper moment?
Yeah,
I don't remember the context.
There's a lot that goes on before anyone gets to the fields.
Maybe it was literally just giving me a Claritin or something. It could be something that small. Like, I promise you there's not like a good story to it.
There's,
so actually, a couple people said that they liked the neon lines.
The yellow ones.
Yeah.
Oh, the neon lines?
Actually
I have no
up.
Idea.
They're yellow this week.
Yeah, because they can't
just
get
white
field
paint. Just for the 5 and 10s,
paint.
I think.
They can't get white field paint or cut the grass.
They can get yellow. So, it actually looked good.
It looked really good. It stuck out a lot.
This reminds me of when, like, the NHL used, like, light blue ice for a minute. That's spectacular. But, hey, whatever. It's cool. So, that's my final thought. Thank you, Deke. Thank you, George. Thank you, Emily. Thank you, Jeff. Topper. Thank you, sure. Live studio audience. Thanks, Christine, in the hot tub. But everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you for being on.
Nah, she's doing fine in there. She's very happy.
Blast. Yeah, she's vibing is right. All right, so thanks, everybody who listens to this dribble. I thoroughly appreciate it. It's honestly one of my favorite things to do is to just make people happy. And this one might not have done it, but we tried our best, right? So that's about it, and we'll see you guys at the field Saturday. Hopefully it won't be as brutal. It's supposed to maybe rain, but it's not going to be 80 degrees.
It's supposed to have rained the past 3 weeks.
You're right.
Seeing different forecasts for Saturday, so.
What do you see?
I see one that says 69 sunny. The other one says 40% chance of rain. Yeah.
Cheaper high noons.
Cheaper high noons. Yeah, there we go. Hashtag cheaper high noons. All right.
What do I know? I have an Android.
Can you at the very least get drink specials and stuff for Lenny and Ramir Day?
Yes.
Done and done.
I'm working on some things.
You really are.
He's doing it right now.
This is literally the most he's ever done.
I'm working on a gelato truck.
Oh! Say less.
All right, that's where we're ending. See you guys in the fields. Bye!
Bye!
In Scotland, a child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a big shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all humankind. Changing how we think about space and time. Now it's time to share them with the people.
A ballerina waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah.
These guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and that may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind.